This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
From the banks of the Ashley River, Woodpeckers baseball is live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and MILB.TV. It is Game 5 of this six-game series between your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the low-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the Charleston River Dogs, the low-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the broadcast booth here at the Joseph P. Riley Stadium in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. It is a picturesque Saturday night. We're getting set for a 6:05 p.m. Eastern time first pitch, an hour earlier than our previous games this week. And in this series, game 5 of 6 tonight, the River Dogs have taken a 3-1 lead to guarantee themselves at least a split. Fayetteville going to have to try and end a 2-game skid tonight if they want to work towards a split on Sunday. But this Charleston River Dogs team has proven tough on the pitching side for Fayetteville. Yesterday, they took an early 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. They did that because of a couple of errors, some wild pitches as well. They didn't have any hits in that 3-run first inning. The Woodpeckers were able to climb their way back in it thanks to a couple singles in the third and then a wild pitch in the fourth inning that allowed Quincy Hamilton to score and tie the game up 3-3. But that's when Mason Auer exploded the rest of the night. He had a go-ahead 2-run home run in the fifth inning, added a 2-run triple a little bit later, and helped the River Dogs go on to amass an 8-3 lead. Down to the final out in the top of the ninth inning, Yuris Ramirez for the second straight night provided some run production. He hit a solo home run over the left center field wall, his second of the year, to turn it to an 8-4 game. But that's how things would end. Tyler Whitaker chopped out to third, and 8-4 the final score. Woodpeckers come into tonight at their lowest mark of the season now. It's 7 games back of 500. They're 9-16 overall. These River Dogs have flip-flopped record at 16-9, sitting in second place in the Carolina League, only behind the Myrtle Beach Pelicans of the South Division. So Fayetteville trying to make up some ground on some of those teams in the South. 2 more games to play here in Charleston tonight, and then tomorrow evening, 5:05 Sunday ball game before the Monday off day, and then a return home to Segres Stadium for a 6-game meeting with the Carolina Mudcats. The two managers, Joe Thon and Blake Butera, are exchanging pleasantries and exchanging lineup cards as well at the two-man umpiring crew. We'll take a look at those lineup sheets on the other side of the break and introduce you to the two starting pitchers tonight. It's right-hander Edinson Bautista on the mound for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers, and he'll take on a southpaw lefty Antonio Jimenez, the second left-hander that Charleston has rolled out there on the mound this week. Should be a fun one. First pitch coming up at 6:05 p.m. Eastern. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Saturday night. The Woodpeckers pregame show continues on the other side of this break. Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The force is strong within Segres Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Starting lineup tonight for your Fayetteville Woodpeckers as the River Dogs get introduced and take the diamond. It leads off with Tyler Whitaker, the right fielder. Logan Cerny will DH and bat second. Leo Stadium Molina is third, playing over at short. Quincy Hamilton is the cleanup man today. He comes in riding a really good seven-game hitting streak. He'll be out in center batting cleanup. Joey Loperfito, the left fielder, hits fifth. And Miguel Palma puts the gear on tonight. He'll bat sixth and do the catching. Cody Orr is the third baseman, seventh. Victor Miskay over at first base is eighth. And Yuris Ramirez, after his ninth inning home run yesterday, rounds it out for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and first-year manager Joe Thon. Fayetteville coming in 9-16 overall. And tonight their offense will be opposed by Antonio Jimenez, who comes in overall this season with an 0-2 record and a 5.28 ERA. Both sides have emerged from their dugouts and are aligning for the singing of the national anthem. We'll step aside for a brief moment, and first pitch coming up on the other side of this break here on the Woodpeckers pregame show. A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
In July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The Force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Thanks again for being with us tonight, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and also the MILB First Pitch app. Tonight's broadcast also available in HD video quality, at least tonight's game, where you'll get the Charleston feed. Subscribe now to MILB.TV. Use the promo code Woodpeckers at checkout and receive $10 off your annual subscription. You'll be able to catch all of the action at Segra Stadium next week as Fayetteville gets ready to open a six-game series against the Brewers affiliate, the Carolina Mudcats. But tonight it's game five of six between the River Dogs and the Woodpeckers. Low-A affiliate of these Tampa Bay Rays rolls out left-hander Antonio Jimenez tonight, the second lefty that Charleston has had start a game this week. Jimenez, the 21-year-old from San Pedro de Macroy in the Dominican Republic, he comes in to tonight's start with an 0-2 record, a 5.28 ERA. Five games, five starts for Jimenez, over 15 and a third this year. He's allowed 10 runs, nine of them earned, to go along with 12 walks and 21 strikeouts, holding Carolina bats to a 2.08 overall average. And again, Tyler Whitaker, Logan Cerny, and Leo Stania Molina are the three in the order to get it going tonight for Joe Thon. Fayetteville trying to win tonight, win tomorrow, walk away with a series split. Of course, they've split their last two series. Three on the road against Augusta, three recently at home they were able to grab against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. But these Charleston River Dogs have been a tough opponent over the last couple of years. Swept the Woodpeckers in this ballpark in 2021 and now have three of four in this series. A first pitch is out. It's a low changeup to Tyler Whitaker. And off we go on a Saturday night in Charleston, South Carolina. 6:08 first pitch time. And beautiful skies above our head, just some scattered clouds, but still a decent amount of wind cutting from right field to left field as the fastball is up and outside on the corner. Just missed, 2-0 now on Whitaker. Jimenez winding and throwing, and his 2-0 is hit on a line out to left for Manzueta. He comes forward, takes a step back, and makes the catch shoulder high. To retire Tyler Whitaker, but good to see Witt putting a couple balls in play. He started yesterday 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. Ended the game on a bounce out to third, but right now Whitaker just has to focus on swings like that. Line drives to the outfield. That's where you start to try and break out of a little bit of a slump. And that'll turn things over to Logan Cerny. He takes a big rip at a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. And the count is 0-1. Jimenez likes to work fast, and he clips that outside corner right back with a fastball that on the video board out there in right center registers at 124 miles per hour. I think we might have had a little bit of a glitch on that one. Or he just used a speedball power-up out there on the mound. Don't think that was the case. And fastball missed up and outside. It's now 1-2 on Logan Cerny. -75 degrees in Charleston today with just some scattered clouds, as mentioned, above our head. Pitch ran inside on Cerny. He threw aside the bat and started running up the first baseline. He thought it hit him. And Jalen Goodman, the home plate umpire, said that's not the case. Goodman is working the plate tonight, and Charles Welling, the other half of this two-man crew, is over on the first baseline. The umps in the black tops and the gray pants for this one, the black hats as well. And Cerny nearly stumbles over, hacking at an outside changeup, fouls it off the gear of Berglund, the catcher. Count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerny out of the outfield tonight. He's DHing. So I guess to just focus on taking some swings. And a good sign for him yesterday, although he also is in a little bit of a slump in this series, 1-for-16. He put the ball in play all four times he stepped to the plate last night and finished 1-for-4. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch, and he foul tips into Berglund's mitt. That's strike three, and Cerny not happy as he has a couple parting words for Jalen Goodman as a revisit of that pitch a moment ago that he thought ran inside and hit him on the back foot. So a line out to left and a swinging strikeout to put two quickly out on the board. Bases emptied, just underway top of the first, and Leo Stadium Molina gets tied up swinging on a low and in slider. It's the three-pitch mix for Jimenez. The fastball, which will be around the low 90s tonight. The slider and the elite changeup which is his primary out-getting pitch. Off the end of the bat, a slicing liner hits softly to Bobby Seymour over at first. He doesn't have to move. He makes the catch at his shoulders. And that ends a 1-2-3 top of the first inning for the Woodpeckers. Charleston grabbing the bats for the first time. And Edinson Bautista, the 19-year-old, heading to the mound when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. A business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Woodpeckers go down quietly in the top of the first inning against Antonio Jimenez, and now 19-year-old righty Edinson Bautista makes the start, his first of the year, fourth appearance this season. Previous three had been out of the bullpen, and he faces Shane Sasaki, the right-handed hitting center fielder, and he takes strike one, a 93-mile-per-hour fastball on the corner. Looked a little outside, but Bautista gets the call. Mason Auer, big night yesterday, four ribbies for that Charleston offense. He's on deck, and Bobby Seymour, the lefty, will bat third. Sasaki takes, outside edge again, and that's called a strike. Boy, Bautista's not going to complain with the liberal strike zone in the early going, but both those pitches looked off the outside to the righty Sasaki. Infield straight up, and Bautista steps off. And now time called at the plate by Sasaki. So both pitcher and batter taking a moment to get resettled in here. Willie Vasquez is the cleanup man today for Blake Butera. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, one down to the dirty, went too far. Blocked by Palma, he picks up, runs halfway up that first baseline and flips to Victor Mizcai to retire Shane Sasaki. A strikeout to get it going for Bautista tonight. Rest of the order for the River Dogs features O'Neill Manzueta batting a fifth and playing in left. Michael Berglund will catch and bat sixth. Abizail Ramirez seven over at second base, followed by the switch hitting DH Luis Leon and Jeffrey Marte rounding out the nine. For second year manager of this River Dogs squad, Blake Butera. Here comes the first one to the righty Mason Auer, and he hits it sharply over to short. Molina shuffles left, scoops off the dirt, and throws to first. With a nice stretch, Mizcai hauls it in. One pitch, one out. Mason Auer, double shy of the cycle last night, is sent back to the dugout on his first at-bat tonight. So on just four pitches, Edinson Bautista has two quick ones, and here comes Bobby Seymour, burly left-handed hitter and first baseman tonight. He's 4-for-11 in the series with a double going back to Tuesday. Scored the game-winning run in that 1-0 win for the River Dogs. First pitch fastball, 92 down low. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Also walked once and scored a couple of times. Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop, shaded towards the middle. Cody Orr pushed over from third over towards short. And Seymour flashes one foul off the facade of the Joe. It's 1-1. Quickly, elsewhere around the diamond for Fayetteville, Joey Loperfido returns to the outfield tonight. He's in left. Quincy Hamilton in center. Tyler Whitaker is out in right. Cody Orr is mentioned, playing at third. And Leo Stanley Molina, the shortstop. Changeup tails outside to the lefty, and it's 2-1. Over at second base is Yuris Ramirez. Good night for him yesterday at the plate after coming on for Jackson Hallmark in the sixth. Victor Mascai plays at first, and Miguel Palma does the catching. Here's the throw home, and it's up and away. Three balls and one strike. Edinson Bautista, 1-0 record and a 2.79 ERA. Again, three prior appearances, all in relief. Tonight he makes his first start for the Woodpeckers in his career. 3-1 home. Outside, he lost him. Five-pitch walk to Bobby Seymour gives the River Dogs a two-out base runner in the bottom of the first inning and extends things for the shortstop, Willie Vasquez. Other totals for Bautista this year, 9 2/3 total innings of work. You can turn that to 10 1/3 now with his two outs here in the first inning. Three earned runs allowed, 7 walks and 13 strikeouts. 8 walks now with the free pass issued to Seymour. Changeup got away, missed very high as Vasquez ducks and is ahead. 1 ball and no strikes. Infield goes back to straight up against the righty Vasquez, who's been pretty quiet this week at the plate. 0 for 12. Popped up and out of play. He's reached a couple of times on a fielder's choice. Has stolen a base and scored a run. But he's seen the average dip off on him through this series. Comes in batting just .151 over his first 23 games of the year. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and drives this one out to right field along the line for Tyler Whitaker. He finds his spot over in medium right and makes the catch, ending the bottom of the first inning. Bobby Seymour draws the two-out walk, but Edinson Bautista puts up a zero in his first start of the year. We go to the top of the second inning next, scoreless on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. One inning in the books this evening, Saturday Night Baseball from the Joe in Charleston. Game 5 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs. Quincy Hamilton, the left-handed batter, leads off against fellow lefty Antonio Jimenez and takes an up-and-in fastball at 91. Gets ahead, 1 ball and no strikes. Fayetteville going down in quick order in the top of the first, a line-out by Whitaker, strikeout from Cerny, and a line out to first by Molina. There's a center cut changeup to Quincy Hamilton right over the middle, evens it up at 1-1. Hamilton on a great stretch right now, 7 straight games with a base hit. And he chases a breaking ball. That's the slider down and away. Good pitch, starting towards the middle, moving to the outside to the lefty. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton's now up to .276. And increased his average quite a bit over that hitting streak. And he pulls this line drive out into right field. That will touch down. A leadoff single for Quincy Hamilton. Anyway, snow time extending that streak. It's now a season-long 8 games for Quincy Hamilton. His 7-game hit streak that he was riding until a moment ago was tied for his longest of the year. Second time this season he had hit in 7 straight games, but now the stretch continues. Quincy Hamilton is batting .500 this week in Charleston. He's 8-for-16 with a double, a home run, and 6 singles. Now fellow left-hander Joey Loperfido watching a fastball 92, knee level right over the middle. And it's strike one on Loperfido. Good start to the month of May for Joey. He's 7-for-19 at the plate and 5-for-14 in this series against the River Dogs. A breaking ball down and outside for a 1-1 count. Middle infield pinching towards double play depth. You have Vasquez and Ramirez coming a little closer together towards that second base bag. Hamilton is a threat to run, but got to be careful against the lefty here. And sure enough, a pickoff throw works its way over there, and Hamilton dives back into the bag. Season totals for Loperfido have him at team-leading .293 average. 24 hits over 82 at-bats. Breaking ball outside, and it's 2-1. Those 24 hits are now second on the club to Quincy Hamilton. With that base hit to right field, he just overtook the team lead in base hits. So see if Joey Loperfido can try and counter him and get another tie at the top. 2-1 pitch, and he chops this one out towards second base. Ramirez fields, goes the short way to second. Here's the turn throw to first, not in time. Loperfido legs it out and is able to beat the double play. But he'll get a fielder's choice, and Quincy Hamilton strolls back to the dugout. He's forced out at second base after his leadoff single. One away, man on first, and Miguel Palma steps in for the first time this evening, the right-handed hitting catcher. Fayetteville back in the road grays tonight. They've worn those unis all 4 days. Now make it 5 with tonight. Long look over towards first, and the pitch clock expires. That is going to be ball one for Miguel Palma. Antonio Jimenez took a second too long, checking up on Loperfido down there at first. 18-second pitch clock with runners on base. Here's the 1-0 home, and it's a changeup low. 2 balls and no strikes. Palma will be followed by Cody Orr if the inning extends any further. Here's the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch, the 2-ball, no-strike pitch, and it's now 3-0. Again, another double play chance with Ramirez and Vasquez keeping close to that bag. Outfield straight up against Palma. Here's a pickoff over to first, and Loperfido stays standing, scampers back in. And Palma will wait it. 3-ball, no-strike pitch. I imagine Fayetteville might have brought the Sunday Reds. They usually break those out, the alternate uniform, but I think they only brought a couple of threads with them on the road, the gray, and we'll see if they have those reds tomorrow. 3-1 pitch, hit on a line down the left field side and foul. It tucks into the Fayetteville bullpen, sends all those relievers out there on the bench scrambling out of the way. And trying to see who it was over there that made a nice one-handed grab. There was one guy out there who didn't move. He just had that line drive coming right at him, and he speared it with his left hand. Great play. Here's the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch, and a line drive hits softly towards the middle of the diamond. That will fall in shallow center field. Wasn't solid contact by Miguel Palma. It sounded like he might have been jammed a little bit in towards the handle of that bat, but had just enough muscle to push it out of the infield and shoot it up the middle for a single. Second base hit of this inning against Antonio Jimenez. Loperfido on second now. There's 2 on and 1 out for Cody Orr. Scoreless game in the top of the second inning. Charleston is back in the crisp white home uniforms. A look to second. The pitch to Cody Orr is a knee-high fastball, strike one called. The white tops, River Dogs in that yellow and blue script across the chest of the uniform, white pants, with a blue pinstripe going down the side of the leg and the navy blue caps for the Charleston fielders. You have some of those middle infielders out there that have the contrasting yellow sweatbands on their wrists. Ramirez, the second baseman, has sweatbands all the way up both arms. Almost looks like a long sleeve shirt coming out of that white uniform. One ball, one strike on Cody Orr. Changeup missed low. 2-for-9 series for Cody. He scored a run, walked once, and only struck out two times, which is a good figure there. 2-1 pitch. And it's low on the outside corner. No, called a strike. A lot of fastball usage for Jimenez. I know we were told that his changeup profiles is one of the better ones on this Charleston staff, but he's mostly been trying to pinpoint that heater to the Fayetteville offense in the early going. 2-2 is hit deep on a line right center field. Auer is angling back, still back. Start of the track, he makes the catch. Lo Perfido tags from second. He'll make it into third standing. And Cody Orr hits that deep enough to advance a runner down to third base, but he'll head back to the dugout, probably wishing he got just an extra couple feet on that baseball, and it likely would have gotten over the head of Mason Auer, but he had a good beat on it, able to track it all the way to the right center field alleyway. And unfortunately, this time of the evening, Cody Orr hit it right into the wind. The wind is coming in from right center, kind of cutting across the outfield to left center. And I'd imagine that the wind might have cost him a foot or two. Umpiring crew coming together to the first base side of the mound really quick to chat something over, and they break up the party, go back to their positions, and now left-handed hitter Victor Mizcai is in. Two gone and runners on the corners. A lefty-lefty matchup, and Mizcai swings, and did he foul tip it? I believe he did. Palma was on the move to second base. He'll have to retreat to first. And the count is 0-1 on Victor Mizcai. Lo Perfido on third, Palma down on first. Victor Mizcai comes in batting 231 across his first 18 games of the season. Fastball didn't miss by much to the outside. Rather, that was the changeup from Jimenez. Berglund, the catcher, held it there for a moment to allow Jalen Goodman the time to examine it, but he didn't get the call. One ball, one strike. Third baseman Marte creeps a little bit closer towards that third baseline. 1-1 gets him reaching out in front. Right back to the change. 79 floating in below the zone. And Victor Mizcai 1-2. Fayetteville trying to crack the board first tonight after Charleston scored three runs in the bottom of the first inning yesterday. Woodpeckers never led in that Friday night ball game, trying to go in front here in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch, and got him swinging. Buried a slider low, and three straight off-speed pitches set down Victor Mizcai and leave two runners aboard for the Woodpeckers. Lo Perfido stranded on third, Palma down on first. And we go to the bottom of the second inning, still scoreless here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, mama, I've been
Fayetteville leaves runners on the corners in the top of the second inning, and now O'Neill Manzueta, the five hitter. It leads it off and stings a line drive down the left field side. That's inside of the line and gets all the way into the left field corner. Loperfido over to Shaggett. He fires on to Molina, the cutoff man, and O'Neill Manzueta cruises into second base. First pitch swinging, a stand-up double. And Charleston, after getting out of a threat in the top of the second inning, instantly has a base runner in scoring position for them. Third hit this week for O'Neill Manzueta. And it'll bring up the lefty catcher, Michael Berglund. First pitch to him is hit on a line right center field, and that will fall in the alleyway. Manzueta is getting the wave around third, and Hamilton misplayed the ball. It gets through him and rolls all the way to the base of the wall. Berglund is going to third, and he slides in head first ahead of the throw. Likely to be scored a double and an error by Quincy Hamilton. I'm not sure if there was a miscommunication between him and Tyler Whitaker. It seemed like they both converged on the ball, looked at each other, and then it cut through them and allowed Berglund to get all the way down to third base on what might have even been able to be a single if they got it in time. We'll wait for the official scoring decision to come in, but Charleston leads this game 1-0 on the RBI hit from Berglund. Just two pitches into the inning. They get Edinson Bautista for a run. And the first pitch home is up and outside to Abizail Ramirez, the switch hitter batting from that left side of the plate. Tonight's Charleston second baseman. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's down in the dirt, smothered by Palma. Whole infield now playing in on the grass with the man on third and nobody out. For the second straight night, Charleston opens the scoring. And here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss on a nice changeup down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Biggest thing for Fayetteville is trying to avoid that multi-run inning early on. Now, they did overcome a 3-0 deficit yesterday, but it was a three-run inning, a two-run inning, and then another three-run inning that gave Charleston all of their runs. And fouled right off of Palma's mask. That one sounded like it got him pretty flush. Jalen Goodman going to step in front of home plate and allow Palma a chance to shake that one off. He took it right on the temple of the mask. Says he doesn't need the trainer, but it'll take a moment to regather, and Jalen Goodman going to walk all the way to the mound to hand deliver a baseball to Bautista. So last night when the runs came for Charleston, they came in bunches. Edinson Bautista, who came in with a sub-3 ERA into this outing, has done a good job of preventing those big innings. And he's ahead of Ramirez 1-2. He misses low with a changeup. Ramirez learned his lesson after swinging at that pitch a moment ago. Not a bad idea for Bautista to go right back to it. He last pitched against Kannapolis on Sunday. Been 6 days since Bautista was on the mound, and he delivered his first scoreless outing of the year. 2-2 pitch incoming, and it's tapped to the plate. Foul ball. TV where it is, 2-2. That was a game that got away early for Fayetteville. Bautista came on in the seventh inning with the Woodpeckers trailing 9-4, but he held the deficit. Three scoreless against Kannapolis. He was the most effective pitcher in that game. Only allowed one hit towards the back end, one walk and five strikeouts on 46 pitches. 2-2 is hit through the right side, out of the reach of Ramirez and into right field. Down from third, Michael Berglund scores and Charleston leads 2-0. Three straight base hits against Edinson Bautista in this bottom of the second. Was a good at bat by Ramirez to fall behind, lay off the changeup below the zone that Bautista tried to get him to fish at, and then found one that he could just punch through that right side of the infield. Yuris Ramirez, if he was playing a little bit farther back, that's probably a routine play for the second baseman, but just didn't have enough reaction time playing shallow. And Luis Leon, a switch hitter in his own right, the DH tonight, a catcher when he's playing in the field. Into that left side, runner is on the move to second base. Pitch squeezes under Palma's glove. And Ramirez makes it down into scoring position as well. Michael Berglund has been given the triple on that ball hit to right center field that got between Hamilton and Whitaker. Again, I kind of had my eyes on the base runner coming down the line at the time that ball squeezed through those two outfielders, so hard for me to judge whether or not there should be an error on that play or not. If it didn't touch any of the outfielders, then you might be able to make the case that it was just a miscommunication and thus a clean triple by Berglund. And that seems to be what the official scorers have decided on. So three straight hits, a double, a triple, and a single against Bautista in this bottom two. 2-0 pitch is hoisted foul and over the third base seats out of play. 2-1 on Luis León. And again, the triples continue to rack up for this Charleston offense. The most triples in all of minor league baseball entering tonight. 17 of them, now 18 with Berglund's three-bagger. Runner on the move to third. León swings and pops one over the screen out of play for a two-ball, two-strike count. I mean, you look at that figure and you almost can't believe it, especially when you compare it to Fayetteville's total, which is a whopping two triples all season. The 26 games and Charleston has 18 triples. I mean, that's not too far off one per game. Look down to second base in the two-ball, two-strike pitch. And you know it's an anomaly when Charleston is leading every single AAA club as well in triples, and a AAA got going about 3 or 4 days before the rest of full-season minor league ball. A 3-2 payoff pitch from Bautista to León is hit on a line to center field, hangs up for Hamilton. He makes the catch, and retreating to second base goes Abizail Ramirez. That ball was well hit, loud out by León, but a much-needed first out for Edinson Bautista. Gets it to the nine-hitter, Jeffrey Marte. Left-handed hitting bat, 1-for-8 this series with 3 walks. Swings at the first pitch, a fastball, and he missed it. 0-1. Marte at 283 this season over 20 games, 17 hits and 60 at-bats, and he takes low for ball one. Three doubles, no triples, shockingly, for Marte. And one home run. Go along with 7 RBIs. As a man on second base, 1 away in this bottom two, it's 2-0 Charleston. After the RBI triple from Berglund, RBI base hit to right by Ramirez. He stands on second base. ERA is almost doubled in on Bautista through this outing now at 4.09. Again, came in at sub-3. A look to second base. The 1-1 offering is a two-seam fastball that tailed to the outside. Runs the count to two balls and one strike on Marte. Molina shaded up the middle, Orr playing shallow towards the grass at third, and the pitch is belt level on the inside, called a strike. Marte kind of hopped up and down, threw his head back, didn't like the call from Jalen Goodman. It's kind of been the common theme right now between both of these offenses, really throughout the series as well. Talking to some guys, thinking that Goodman might have a little bit of a wider strike zone than Charles Welling. Fastball down and in. That one didn't miss by much. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And we're talking about all the triples. And it's a tie at the top between Carson Williams and Mason Auer. 4 triples apiece. Making up 18 of those things. Pitch down to the dirt, and that's ball 4 to Marte. So 2 on now for Charleston, getting it back to the top of the order in Shane Sasaki. Astros pitching quarter Eric Neeson is again serving as the also pitching coach tonight for Fayetteville, so we'll see him go out to the mound when a meeting is necessary. John Kovalik away from the team until the homestand beginning on Tuesday. Taking some personal time off as a breaking ball misses outside and it's 1-0. But Neeson had the chance to work with guys like Alex Santos today who threw a bullpen session pregame. Get to chat things up with one of the Astros' top pitching prospects. A long look to second. The pitch comes home, and Sasaki pops it foul out of play down first. One ball and one strike to count. And by the sound of it, I'm going to guess the fan made a good catch on the ricochet. Still not as cool as when a fan caught it in their beer cup, though, at Segra when we were last out there. 1-1 pitch is right over the middle. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. That's been where Bautista's been topping out today, right about 93, consistently around 92, 91. He takes a long look in and comes set at the belt. Generous lead on second for Ramirez, and it's a double steal. Throw goes down to second base. Ramirez is off the bag. He pulls it in, but no tag applied. Everybody moves down. Ramirez to third, and Leon making Marte to second base. You kind of knew that something would be up when Abizel Ramirez just kept shuffling the feet off of that second base bag. At one point, he was probably 15, 20 feet off of second base. Surprised Bautista, who hadn't stepped off in the at-bat, didn't step off there, use one of his two step-offs and just force the runners back to their bags. Now the whole infield has to come in. A 2-2 home with one out, and that ball is hit through the third base side down the left field line. It'll score both runs. Ramirez home from third, Marte right behind him, and Shane Sasaki cruises into second base with a two-run double. It's the second double of the inning for Charleston, their third extra base hit in the frame against Bautista, and they're starting to distance themselves early. It's 4-0 River Dogs. It wasn't a bad pitch by Bautista, a slider to the outside, and it was not exceptionally hard hit by Shane Sasaki. Just kind of stuck his bat out there, came off the end of the bat, was able to wrap around and just barely tuck it past Cody Orr inside of that third base bag. And Sasaki, he has tons of speed. He's the Carolina League stolen base leader. He's off of second. First pitch slider comes home and clips the outside corner to Mason Auer. 0-1 count on the Charleston right fielder, the seventh batter to step to the plate for the River Dogs in the inning. And right back to the bender. Started at the right hip, broke it to the middle. Hours watched a couple of strikes go by, 0-2. With that pitch count escalating on Bautista, now at 40 through an inning and a third, Fayetteville's bullpen forced to activate. Auer flies this one out into medium center. Hamilton slips. Now he gets his balance, but cutting over into the alley is Joey Loperfido. Left fielder takes charge. And the second out of the inning comes as a relief to Bautista. Now he just has to try and get through Bobby Seymour to salvage his start. If he can get through this inning, and the hard cap is 35 pitches per inning for any pitcher that goes out there for Fayetteville. But if he can get through this inning, then there's a realistic chance he could pitch a third and possibly a fourth. 4-0 River Dogs. First one to Seymour is a two-seam fastball to the outside, 1-0. But in his opening appearance of the year, his debut back on April 16th, he threw 69 pitches, 68 pitches the outing following that. So they've given him the chance to extend towards 70 this year. Just a matter of can he get this out here. Honestly, this might be a make or break at bat for Bautista to continue his evening. 2-0, he's fallen behind Seymour. Here he comes, and a liner into the screen brings it to 2-1. Sasaki's double is his second of the year. Surprisingly, only his second extra base hit. He has two doubles and 20 singles. And he also racks up RBIs 7 and 8 on the year. Seymour fouls one straight back, and Bautista has been able to come back, bring it to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two away, man on second. Charleston has scored four in the inning. An RBI triple from Berglund, RBI single by Abizail Ramirez, and the two-run double from Sasaki. All four runs earned against Bautista. A look to second where Sasaki leads. The pitch comes in to Seymour, and he lines it sharply right to Yuris Ramirez at second base. He takes a step to his right and backhands it at the shoulders, ending the inning. And mercifully for Bautista, he takes a slow stroll off of that mound, kind of shaking his head. Not happy with how that one went, but Fayetteville's offense for a second straight night will have to try and overcome an early multi-run deficit. We go to the third. It's 4-0 River Dogs. Fayetteville trails 4-0 here in the early going. A four-hit, four-run bottom of the second for Charleston. Helps give Antonio Jimenez, the lefty, some cushion. And he brings home a first-pitch changeup up and outside to Yuris Ramirez, beginning the top of the third. Charleston trying to take tonight's ball game and win the series. Ramirez takes a healthy cut at a low-in fastball, fouls it off the end of the bat. One ball, one strike count. In this third, it'll be Yuris at the bottom of the order, followed by Tyler Whitaker and Logan Cerny, two top hitters in Fayetteville's lineup. Infield straight up against Ramirez, and the 1-1 home is a changeup. He gets caught reaching out in front at it, 1-2. Some shadows of the Joe starting to creep up around the home plate area, but all of the field positions are illuminated in sunlight. Our ball game started an hour earlier than the previous four. Here's a soft grounder hit over to third. It is vacuumed up by Marte, and he throws accurately across the diamond to get Yuris Ramirez for out number one. A lot of extra baseball being played around the Carolina League today because of all the rainouts yesterday, and I believe it was six total major league games got postponed due to all the weather up north. I hear there's some more rain today in Fayetteville as well. Last couple of days have been pretty ugly up in the North Carolina area, but a lot of games in the Carolina League rained out yesterday, so doubleheaders across the board. There'll be a doubleheader tomorrow as well. Whitaker takes a strike at the knees. Next pitch, a changeup at 82, floating down and outside. 1-1 on Witt. He squared one up, put the barrel on the ball back in the first inning and lined out to left field. Takes a hack at a high fastball and sends it to the screen. 1-2. A one game already complete, though. That's between Kannapolis and Down East, who were suspended yesterday in the sixth inning. They picked up their ball game today, and it was a wild one. Kannapolis ended up winning 11-10. Whitaker swings, and did he make contact? No, he did not. Pops out of Berglund's mitt. Third strikeout for Antonio Jimenez. Two quick outs in this third. Yeah, DJ Gladney hit his third and fourth home runs of the year in that game. Here's the pitch and a hack from Logan Cerny. It's funny, DJ Gladney hit his first two home runs of the year, you may remember, on opening weekend against the Woodpeckers. And he hadn't had any up until yesterday's game, which was, again, completed today after being suspended. Two home run game. He now has four this year. Down East is the team that Fayetteville will see in a few weeks on the road. Yosi Gallen hit his fifth home run of the season in that one. 0-2 pitch to Cerny, very far outside, and it's 1-2. Cerny struck out swinging, and a little bit of a controversial at-bat back in the first, where earlier in the AB, he thought he got hit on the foot with a pitch, but Jalen Goodman said, no, sir. Attempt at a backdoor breaking ball misses outside, and it's back to even on Cerny, 2-2. But with that strikeout, Logan now 1-for-17 in this series with 7 punch-outs. Infield plays him straight up. And here comes the 2-2 out of the wind. And Cerny punches it the opposite way down the line, but foul into the right field bullpen. That's something that Cerny's been able to do pretty well this year. While most of his home runs have been to the pull side, he's shown an ability to hit to all fields. He's pulling the ball less than 50% of the time this year, only about 47% pull. And 30% of his balls in play are going to the opposite field side. So he's doing a good job of hitting to all fields, just south of 30% up the middle of the field as well. 2-2 is popped up. Back it goes. A foul ball, keeping it where it is. So while Cerny has had that batting average dip off a little bit, he's still at the same time using all parts of the field, which is a good sign. Backdoor breaking ball. That one bends in there and gets him looking. So that's the pitch that Jimenez tried to go to a moment ago. That time he started it in the right spot, and Cerny down on strikes for the second time. A quick 1-2-3 inning with a couple of Ks for Antonio Jimenez, and Fayetteville scoreless through three at-bats tonight. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-0 River Dogs. At the Joe, where the River Dogs lead the Woodpeckers 4-0 after a big four-run, four-hit bottom of the second. It's Willie Vasquez, the only man who did not bat in that second inning, beginning the third. And Edinson Bautista just barely was able to keep his night going after his pitch count escalated him on him in that second. He's back out there. He misses down and away with a breaking ball, and it's 1-0 on Vasquez. Here's the kick and pitch. Down and outside, 2-0. Vasquez, Manzueta, and Berglund, 4, 5, and 6. The scheduled hitters in this Charleston third. Palma gives the sign and sets the target inside on the righty. And a slider hit its mark down and on the inside part of the zone. Good pitch and a foul off for, video board has it at 1-2. I believe it's 2-1. Unless I missed that first pitch being called a strike. No, it is 1-2. All right, we missed it up here. 1-2. Infield straight up against Vasquez, and he swings it one down to the dirt. A buried breaking ball picked up by Palma, and he zips it up the line. to get Vasquez for the first down of the third. Well, there's Miguel Palma again, just being a human brick wall behind the plate. Offers so much stability for those pitchers that want to try and go below the zone, bury something down low, and get the chase swing. O'Neill Manzueta is into that right side, and Brenkenball over the middle brings it rather just a little bit inside. That's a ball, 1-0 on Manzueta. Was talking to the Woodpeckers, a bullpen catcher earlier today, Blake Patrick, about Palma. And he said that some of the early analytical numbers that Houston is looking at right now when it comes to all catchers across the entire organization have Palma as one of the most efficient pitch framers right now in the organization. And I didn't ask about blocking pitches, but I'd imagine he's one of the most effective pitch blockers as well. Hardly anything gets by Palma. And it proves that the analytics and everything that they're looking at, modern day stuff, is favoring Palma compared to everybody else in the organization. Fayetteville's been lucky to have a couple of catchers who have really stabilized things, not only on the field but in the clubhouse the last couple of seasons, with Palma this year and Nerio Rodriguez a season ago. A guy that was healthy all year, geared up all year, and was a welcoming presence when new guys would come to Fayetteville. Two balls and two strikes on Manzueta. Base is empty, one away. And here's the pitch from Bautista. It is popped up behind the mound towards second base. Ramirez going out as well as Molina in the shallow center field grass. The shortstop backpedaling makes the catch. And Manzueta set down. So two quick outs. Nice change of pace for Edinson Bautista after the runaway second inning. And now here's Michael Berglund. Berglund with a triple into the right center field gap back in the second inning. Drove home one of those four runs. First pitch fastball at 92, misses inside. And again, that triple could have very easily been held to possibly a single. Check swing on one up high. He didn't cross the plane. Two balls and no strikes. It was a pretty hard hit line drive into the gap in right center, and Whitaker, Hamilton both chasing it down, kind of got tied up and miscommunicated. The ball split them, went all the way to the wall, and thus the triple for Berglund. He swings and lifts another pop-up on the infield. Left side of the diamond for Molina and Cody Orr. Shortstop calls off Cody, and Molina puts another one away, ending a 1-2-3 bottom of the third for Edinson Bautista. His first 1-2-3 frame today. And a nice bounce back for him after that long second inning. Three in the books tonight at the Joe. We go to the top of the fourth with the River Dogs leading 4-0. Welcome back to Charleston. It's the top of the fourth inning, and Fayetteville trails 4-0 to the River Dogs. Leo Stanley Molina in the heart of the order, going to get things going, though, against the lefty Antonio Jimenez. He goes first pitch changeup, and Molina way out in front. Pulled the head and everything out of the zone on that big swing, and the 0-1 home is popped up. Foul side of third. Marte going to track it over to the extended warning track, but it gets three rows into the seats right over that rain tarp. And it goes to 0-2 on Leo Stanley Molina. Molina, Quincy Hamilton, and then Joey Loperfido, the three scheduled. Something flipped for Antonio Jimenez after a tough start on the road in Fredericksburg. This ball is seared on the ground over to shortstop. A pickup and a firm throw by Vasquez over to first to get Molina by a few steps. 6-3 put out, one away. And Antonio Jimenez has retired six straight since the Miguel Palma single back in the second inning. But Jimenez, the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, he allowed five earned runs over just two-thirds of an inning. He didn't even make it out of the first against the Frednats back on April 26th. Then he recalibrated at the back end of that Frednats series, the same offense that pounded him a few days earlier. And he went four hitless, scoreless innings, walked just one. He was only a walk away from perfection. And he struck out four, and that seemed to be a confidence builder for him, because here he is tonight throwing more scoreless baseball. He misses inside with a fastball. 2-0 on Hamilton. Quincy tonight 1-for-1, and he's having a great week. 8-for-16 at the plate. Belt high fastball. He turned away, thought it was inside, but called a strike, and it's 2-1. And what you get with Quincy Hamilton is consistency. And right over the middle, another fastball. Quincy might have thought it was a little bit high, 2-2. Funny comparison between 2021 and 2022 coming into tonight. Identical on base percentages, very far inside, almost hit him. A getaway fastball at 93 coming in towards his knees. Fills the count on Hamilton. But over his time with Fayetteville a year ago, following the draft in 2021, he had a .366 on base percentage. Prior to his single, which jumped it a little higher back in the second inning, right at .366. So no dip off whatsoever. And a chopper hit a little bit shallow, softly towards second base. Ramirez is charging, but will not have a play in towards the grass. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing he could do with it, excuse me. And Quincy Hamilton comes away with a dribble single, his ninth hit of the week. And everything is working right now for Quincy Hamilton over his eight-game hitting streak. At the start of the streak, you go back a week ago to the start of the, I guess this is back during the weekend of the Kannapolis series. And his average was pretty far back there. It was in the teens, the high teens, and he's all the way up north of .380 now with the stretch that he's on. Extends his team lead in total hits as well. It's Joey Loperfido, and he takes a slider outside on the 1-0. It's two balls and no strikes. Woodpecker's best chance to score came in the second when these hitters were up. Hamilton singled. He was forced out at second on a fielder's choice, but then Miguel Palma had a base hit to put runners on the corners. Check swing by Loperfido, and they say he went too far. That's one you gotta appeal on that one. Yeah, and Joe Thon is saying the same thing down the third base coach's box. That was clearly a 50-50 swing, if not a little bit short of breaking the plane. And Jalen Goodman, I didn't use Charles Welling on the bases to help him out. Off of first, Hamilton. Here's the pitch, and it's chopped softly at the plate. But a foul ball. So Joe Thon, he was getting a little verbal down there at the third base coach's box with Jalen Goodman, trying to back up Loperfido's case that he was making. Don't know how much the base umpire would have helped. He's not really in a great position right now behind the mound to judge that call. Two ball, two strike pitch, a swing and a ground ball through the right side. Hamilton moving on the pitch, turns second. He's going down to third. Auer picks up and fires onto the infield, but a hit and run perfectly executed by Hamilton and Loperfido. It puts runners right back on the corners. And Fayetteville threatening, trying to cut into the 4-0 deficit. Had a hunch that Hamilton might be moving. He was shuffling his feet right before that pitch was uncorked by Jimenez. Loperfido with his first base hit today. He's now 1-for-2. Second time tonight that Fayetteville has put runners on the corners. And here's Miguel Palma. Same situation as the second. Runners on the corners, one away. But last time Fayetteville had this chance, Cody Orr lined out to right field, and then Victor Mascai struck out on a slider. Palma with that crouched and open stance, swings at the pitch and hits it softly out to right, and that is going to fall for a base hit right over the head of the second baseman Ramirez. Too shallow for Auer. Hamilton coming down the line, and Fayetteville is on the board. A little bloop RBI single from Miguel Palma. He'll take it. He's now 2-for-2. Loperfido makes it down to second base. And a little flare does the job. Some may call that type of hit that Miguel Palma just was able to rack up a dying quail. Falling out of the air and plopping itself in the shallow right field grass. First pitch to Cody Orr is poked foul off to the right. And it's 0-1 on Cody. He really hit one well to the right center field alleyway back in the second inning, but Mason Auer was able to track it down. Miguel Palma is caught off of the first base bag as Orr swings and misses at a changeup. They throw up the first baseline, and Palma dives back in time. I think there might have been a cross-up of signs, and Palma might have thought a double steal was on. I think he started moving, and then Loperfido was stationary over there at second. A no-ball, two-strike count, and time is called. A big gust of wind blew through the Joe, and a little bit of dirt got whipped up around home plate, and I think it got some of Cody Orr right in the face. Wipes away his eyes and digs back in at an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch, and he swings and hits it sharply, but foul left of the third base bag. Little out in front of a changeup. That wind is still whipping in from right center field. Again, a nice day. It's in the mid-70s. No threat of rain like yesterday, but that wind has persisted the last couple of nights. Here's the pitch home, and Cody Orr pops this one up over to the foul side of third base. Marte all the way over to the fencing, but it's out of play. Into the seats it goes. Keeps it where it is, 0-2 on Cody Orr. We said it yesterday on the broadcast, and I felt bad for some of the Charleston front office people that had to do cleanup duty after the fireworks show, but it was so windy that firework debris started blowing in towards the crowd during the show last night. And it almost looked like it was a raining ash. And it was a kind of a messy scene afterward as Cody Orr strikes out at a breaking ball down and outside. Second out of the fourth inning. Fayetteville trying to do something with runners on first and second. And first pitch to Victor Mascai is hit on one hop out to second base and Ramirez. He scoops it up at the belt and throws short over to first, ending the inning. But Fayetteville does grab a run. Hamilton, Loperfido, and Palma string together three straight singles against Jimenez. The RBI hit by Miguel Palma turns this to a 4-1 game as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
Fayetteville's bullpen will be active to start the bottom of the fourth inning, but Edinson Bautista trying to extend as long as he can tonight for Fayetteville. Now trailing by three, it's 4-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Abizail Ramirez, switch hitter, bunts the first pitch back into the seats left of our booth. Tried to drag from that left side. And it's a foul ball to bring it to 0-1. So Ramirez, Leon, and Jeffrey Marte. It'll be three straight lefties, a pair of switch hitters from that left side, and then a lefty to face Edinson Bautista. Here's the 0-1 home, and it's hit off the end of the bat, foul over our heads, and Bautista gets ahead. That's what he'll have to do, is try and get ahead in counts here if he wants to remain economical and try and keep his pitch count under 70. This will be pitch number 62 of his day, and it's hit on a line left center field. Loprofito angling to his left. That's over his head, and one hops off the base of the wall. Quickly plays the carom, zips it into Molina, the shortstop. But another double to lead off the inning. That's the third double already tonight for Charleston. And Abizail Ramirez is 2-for-2 after his RBI single in the second inning. Good start to his night at the plate. And here's the switch hitter batting from that left side, Luis Leon. This series has mostly been a story of good pitching on both sides, and we really had not seen that top offense from the River Dogs emerge yet, where they were stringing together multiple extra base hits like they are tonight. Here's a soaring pop fly behind home plate and out of play. So an 0-1 count on Leon. But tonight we're starting to see that Charleston team that has a combined average of 252, second highest in the Carolina League. They have the second best combined slugging in the league with all of those triples that they've hit primarily, not necessarily because of the home run ball. And the OPS for them also second combined across the Carolinas. Fred Nats at the top in terms of those average numbers. Curveball drops into Luis Leon. Good pitch. And Bautista again gets ahead, but Ramirez off of second base. Taking his lead, and he's moving to third. This pitch is bounced on two hops over to second base. Takes a funky bounce off the fringe of the infield grass. Ramirez, though, able to corral it and throw over to first to get Leon. Ramirez makes it down to third on the hit and run. So a 4-3 put out, and that'll bring up the nine-hitter Jeffrey Marte. First pitch to Marte. It is a little bit low. No, called a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Charleston bullpen is activated as well, so both pens are throwing right now. And out there on the Fayetteville side, it looks like that right-hander is just about completely warmed up. Looks like that might be Jason Schroeder out there, who pitched on Tuesday in that scoreless ball game in the ninth innings. The 1-1 home is called strike right on that outside edge. Well-located fastball. This may very well be the final batter that Edinson Bautista gets to face. This will be his 70th pitch of the game, and give him a new season-high mark for most pitches in a single outing this year. Threw 69 in his season opener. As he kicks home, throws his 1-2, and it's hit hard over to first, but just foul right of that first base bag. Mascai was guarding the line as close as he could. And it will remain 1-2 on Jeffrey Marte. And Jason Schroeder due to get a little bit more work this week after only going that bottom of the ninth on Tuesday. Came in a tough spot. He was scheduled to throw that day. It just so happened the game was scoreless. And, well, the River Dogs were able to rally against him, get a run, and walk off that game. So Schroeder due to go a little bit longer tonight. Get some more work in before the upcoming homestand. Whole infield playing in on the grass after Ramirez advanced to third on the hit and run. Marte has walked and scored in this one. He's in a 1-2 count. Bautista, the high leg kick, the throw home. It's outside. Missed with a two-seam fastball. And time called, and it was a balk. A balk is going to bring a run home. Edinson Bautista hadn't come set yet, so I wonder what the balk was. I believe they are going to hit him for trying to come set, right, starting to move the shoulders and then looking back in to take another sign. So just like that, the balk gives the run right back to Charleston. It's now 5-2. Marte spoils away the pitch, another 2-2 incoming. And it's hit on the ground to straight up second base for Yuris Ramirez. He fields and throws over to first. Getting the 4-3 put out. Keep our eyes on Eric Neeson and Joe Thon down there in the dugout. See if they want to try and make a change here. And looks like they're going to hold sturdy down there and let Bautista try and work through this fourth inning. Even if Bautista had not balked the runner home, that ball was hit kind of off to the right of second base by Marte, and with a shaded in infield as they were prior to the balk, it probably would have gotten into right field. So a swing like that probably scores the run anyways. And here's the 1-0 pitch. It's in on the hands, chopped foul into the Fayetteville dugout. Cameraman at the third base well tried to make a play and in and out of his hand. Better luck next time. I put a little pine tar on those hands when you're working the camera. Here's the 1-1. Fisted foul back of the plate. Shane Sasaki, the Charleston leadoff man, has driven in two of the River Dogs' five with a double back in the second inning. That was a double into shallow center field. And now the 1-2 delivery. Swung on and missed. Down to the dirt. Smothered by Palma. Keeps it in front and throws up that line strong to end the inning. So Edinson Bautista gives up another run, but he does make it through four today. His day likely complete with five earned runs to his total. And the Woodpeckers trailing at 5-1 as we go to the top of the fifth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. Yuris Ramirez leads off the top of the fifth inning. Both offenses trade runs in the fourth. Woodpeckers cut it to a 4-1 game in the top of the fourth inning, but Charleston gets a run back due to a balk in the bottom of the fourth. Now it's Ramirez chopping this one on two. Strong hops out to shortstop. It is snared by Vasquez and thrown on to first to get Yuris. Twice today, he's grounded out to the left side of the diamond. Back to the top of the Fayetteville order, and Tyler Whitaker, he swings at a first pitch change down below the zone. Day complete for Antonio Jimenez. Charleston has brought a new arm into this game. It is Over Galloway. And a fastball strike nips the corner. Rather, that was a changeup, 85 coming into Whitaker. Quickly in an 0-2 hole. Galloway throwing, and a check swing by Whitaker. He held up 1-2. Galloway spelled a little different than how it sounds. Spelled G-A-L-U-E, Galloway. And the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Whitaker chases a slider to the outside. Strikes out for a second time tonight. He's 0-3. Two quick outs in the fifth for Galloway. And that'll turn it over to Logan Cerny. 5-1 Charleston. The Charleston starter won't go long enough to receive a decision tonight. Four complete. He gave up five Fayetteville hits. The one run in the fourth was when the Woodpeckers strung together three straight singles. Didn't walk anybody and struck out five. A one-strike pitch to Cerny is in on the hands, falling down in shallow right, and it will fall for a base hit. Auer dove at it. He kicked off of his glove. Cerny cruising into second base, and he slides with a double. Logan Cerny comes up with his second hit of the week, and good awareness by him to notice the right fielder Auer scuffling with it and commit to going to second base, putting that head down, and the long strides get him an extra base hit. For Logan Cerny, you hope that that two-bagger can help fire things up a little bit at the plate for him. Again, he put the ball in play all four times yesterday, was 0-2 with a couple strikeouts today. Now he adds the double. And Leo Stanley Molina trying to help grab a run with two outs in the fifth. First pitch slider off the outside from Over Galloway. And out of the stretch now, from his shoulders, he throws the 1-0. 95-mile-per-hour fastball misses down. Oh, look, another Charleston reliever throwing 95 or more. That has been the common theme out of the Charleston bullpen. Fayetteville's offensive success has mostly come against starters in this series, unless your name is Yuris Ramirez. He's been really the only guy who's been able to put together some RBIs against Charleston relievers. Time call down at second. Logan Cerny has to adjust the shoelaces after he went into second with a feet first slide. Might have untied those cleats in the process. Schroeder ready to come out for the bottom of the fifth. He's out in that left field bullpen. Here's the 2-1. Outside. Three balls and one strike. And in a spot right now, four-run game. Leo Stanley Molina just has to try and get on base. You have your hottest hitter right now and Quincy Hamilton on deck. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Cerny is going down to third, and the pitch is low for ball four. Berglund wanted to come up firing out of the crouch, but he lost the transfer. Cerny gets a stolen base. Runners on the corners, and Quincy Hamilton coming to bat. That double by Cerny, by the way, is his second of the year. He now has six extra base hits, two doubles, a triple, and the three home runs, which all came early in the season. Molina walks. Two aboard, Hamilton up, and he pops the first one out towards the left field line, slicing towards the bullpen. Manzueta all the way over, and right up along that chalk line behind the mound. He has just enough room to make the catch. And Quincy Hamilton attacking the first pitch, pops out to left, ending the inning and the threat for Fayetteville. They get two base runners with two outs, but leave them both stranded down on the corners. And we've played half our ball game tonight in Charleston. Our score, it's the River Dogs 5 and the Woodpeckers 1.
go. You need my loving, don't you know it's true? So enter, please.
River Dogs leading 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and right-hander Fabricio Reyna takes over this ball game on the mound, bringing home a first-pitch fastball and a swing and a foul back for Mason Auer for strike one. Could have sworn out there in the left field bullpen the profile of Fabricio Reyna was one of Jason Schroeder. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's just off the outside. But a little bit of a glare out there in the bullpen. The binoculars got left in Fayetteville this week, and it turns out it was Reyna out there instead of Schroeder. What happened? I think I know what happened, though. Foul back into the screen. Reyna got a haircut, and you can't see his black hair coming out the back of the ball cap. He cleaned it up a bit, maybe found a barber in Charleston, and I think the haircut looked a little bit more like Jason Schroeder. Here's a fly ball hit out to right field. Hamilton is angling back, still back, and towards the warning track he reaches up and makes a nice catch right above his hat. Daps up his right fielder, Tyler Whitaker. One away in the fifth. So the final line tonight for Edinson Bautista has him at 4 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs all earned as Bobby Seymour takes a strike. 2 walks and 3 strikeouts today for Edinson Bautista. The 5 runs given up by him, the most in a single outing this year. Here's the 0-1 home, and Seymour hits it sharply behind the bag at first. Mascai scoops up with that big first baseman's glove and takes it over to the bag himself for a 3 unassisted. 2 up, 2 down for Fabricio Reyna out of the bullpen. And that turns it over to cleanup man Willie Vasquez. Vasquez tonight is 0 for 2, a fly out to right, and also a swinging strikeout. First pitch, a slider very far outside to the righty, and it's 1-0. Vasquez is now 0 for 14 in this series. They shade Yuris Ramirez, second baseman, a little bit closer towards the middle of the diamond. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and a fastball over the middle, but a little bit low. Reyna right around 93 tonight on the stadium radar gun. Reyna comes into this outing with an 0-2 record, a 19.50 ERA. That's over 6 previous appearances. But he's been pitching better as of recent. A lot of those runs, 13 earned runs over 6 innings, came in that opening weekend series against Kannapolis and then the first homestand against the Salem Red Sox. 2 home runs he's given up this year, both grand slams, as he spins a slider right over the middle. It lands for a strike, and it's 2-2. 9 walks to 10 strikeouts, though, for Reyna. And he's at least starting to recede that walk-to-strikeout ratio a little bit compared to what it was a year ago. He just misses off the outside for a 3-2 count now on Vasquez. Last year it was 50 walks, 37 strikeouts here in low A. Now 9-10, so he's getting a little closer to that 1-to-1 ratio. Here's the 3-2, and the payoff pitch is hoisted into center field for Quincy Hamilton. He goes back, now moves to his left, and drifting underneath makes the one-handed grab, ending a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Fabricio Reyna. Strong start out of the bullpen for Reyna, and we head to the sixth, 5-1 River Dogs.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
The elephants of town. People jump and jive, and the clowns are stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights, how bizarre.
Joey Loperfido takes a big rip at a first pitch fastball, 95, coming in from Over Galloway, and he misses. It's a no ball, one strike count. 5-1 River Dogs in this top six, and here's the pitch. Another fastball, 97, lighting up that gun, and Loperfido quickly down 0-2. Another right-hander out there throwing in the Fayetteville bullpen this time. I believe it to be Nick Swanson. A check swing on one up and away. And Loperfido held the hands. One ball, two strikes. Joey was a part of that trio of hitters in the fourth that strung together three straight singles to provide Fayetteville their only run tonight. Miguel Palma driving home Hamilton for the lone run. And Galloway just missed off the outside. The two ball, two strike count on Loperfido. And the winding pitch from Galloway incoming. Strike three called. Right on the high outside corner. Loperfido doesn't like it. Couple of parting words for Jalen Goodman. A lot of players have been in his ear this week. And Loperfido back to the dugout. That is the seventh Fayetteville strikeout tonight. Galloway came on in the fifth inning behind the starter Antonio Jimenez, who went four. And he worked out of a runners on the corner situation in the fifth inning. Fayetteville has had a couple of scoring chances fall short that could put them right back in this game as Palma lofts one foul. He's in an 0-2 count. Runners on the corners, one out in the second. They were unable to score. And then again in the fifth inning, they had runners on the corners and two out, and they were unable to bring in a run. Fly ball hit to right center by Palma. Angling to his right is Auer. He calls off his center fielder and makes the catch in the gap. Palma set down for the first time today. Started his day 2-for-2. And 1-2, two outs in the top of the sixth. Here's Cody Orr. First pitch is hit on a one-hop out to short. Vasquez picks with the backhand and throws over to first in time to get Cody Orr, ending a 1-2-3 sixth inning. Very quick for Over Galloway. We go bottom six. Fayetteville down by four. It's 5-1. Fayetteville goes to the bullpen for the second time tonight after Fabricio Reyna throws a clean fifth. It's now right-hander Nick Swanson delivering low on the first pitch down to O'Neill Manzuenta. It is the 5, 6, and 7 of the Charleston order. They lead the Woodpeckers 5-1. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and he reaches out in front of a changeup. 82 floating in from Swanson, and it's 1-1. So Reyna, perfect fifth. Swanson comes in 0-1 with a 6.39 ERA. This pitch is hit on a line out to center, and it falls in front of Quincy Hamilton. Leadoff single for O'Neill Manzuenta in a 2-for-3 game for the Charleston left fielder. Hits really starting to rack up now for the River Dogs. They've got six of them. Funny enough, Fayetteville has six hits as well. You wouldn't think it, just based on the types of hits that the River Dogs have had. That single is only their second of the game. Then they have three doubles and a triple to go along with it. So it feels like the River Dogs are out hitting Fayetteville in this game. Scoreboard would tell you 5-1 that they are, but really it's just been the extra base hits which have led to all the production. But one run, six hits for Fayetteville, five runs, six hits for Charleston. Here's the first pitch, a two-seamer, tail into the corner, strike one on Michael Berglund, the left-handed hitting catcher. Swanson, over 12 and two-thirds innings this year, has allowed nine total runs as well. 10 walks and 11 strikeouts. He misses just a little high. One ball and one strike on Berglund. This is his fifth appearance for Fayetteville in 2022 and his third out of the bullpen. Coming in behind the starter, Bautista and Fabricio Reyna. Right back to that floating change. 71 down below the zone. That's one of the slower pitches you'll see when it comes on the changeup scale. You're not going to see one much slower than that. Trying to fool with the timing a little bit after the hard throwing. Reyna was out there a moment ago, and now a swing and a foul tip off of Palma's glove. Two-strike count. Berglund has the triple today. That drove in a run back in that four-run second inning. That's still been the big inning propping up the River Dogs. Other than that, if it weren't for that big four-run second, we'd have a 1-1 ball game. The one ball, two strike pitch by Swanson out of the stretch is down in the dirt, and it kicks away from Palma. Runner moving down to second on the pitch. Manzueta didn't have his head turned towards the plate. He didn't realize it, and he's forced to hold at second base. He'll get credit for the stolen bag, though, because he did break to second base as Swanson came home. Swanson, the 22-year-old from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And a foul tip into the mitt. Palma shows it to the ump, and he squeezed it. He was able to dig that changeup right off of the dirt before it hit the dirt and retire Michael Bruglin on a strikeout. Just the fourth K for Fayetteville pitching tonight, first since the fourth inning. And it'll bring up Abizail Ramirez. Nick Swanson will turn 23 here in a little over a month. Here's the pitch. And opposite way, grounder, diving stop by Cody Orr, going to his left-hand side. He picks up, throws to his gets to his feet, and throws across the diamond to get Abizail Ramirez. That ball wasn't very well hit. Cody Orr was playing shallow on the third base grass and just kind of belly flopped as he pulled that one in. Looked the runner back to second base and fires a strike across the diamond. It'll be 23, though, on July 8th. Here's the pitch to Luis Leon. Switch hitter from that left side. It's down and in. It's a little over 2 months, rather, until he turns 23. Former 16th rounder by the Astros a year ago out of Northeastern State. And right back to the changeup. 76. Cruising its way by Leon for strike one. Leon is hitless. Now 2-for-9 in the series. He's lined out to center and grounded out to second. The 1-1 pitch home is sprayed the opposite way and out of play. ...5-1 Charleston in the home sixth inning. Swanson trying to get the final strike of the inning. Bluff steal down on second base, and it's a fly ball hoisted to right center. Hamilton is sprinting back, and with just enough room in front of the fence, he's able to leg that one down, making the catch on the move. Quincy Hamilton's done a good job of cutting off some baseballs deep in center tonight. Makes a nice play, saving the run and keeping it a 5-1 game as we go to the top of the seventh next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Thanks for hanging with us tonight on your Saturday. Woodpeckers trailing 5-1 to Charleston. And a risk of dropping this road series with a loss tonight. Fayetteville on a little bit of a skid if they fall tonight as well. That would be three straight to these River Dogs, 4 of 5 on the week. And now Victor Miskai starting ahead 1-0. Takes a pitch low for ball two from Over Galloway. Working his third inning of relief out of the bullpen behind the starter Antonio Jimenez. Misses off the plate to the outside. 96-mile-per-hour fastball, turning it to 3-0. Miskai likely going to take a pitch here. It'll be Yuris Ramirez next, and then Tyler Whitaker. 3-0 delivery. No, he didn't take. He took a big rip at one that looked a little down and in. And that'll take it to 3-1. Infield with a slight shift on. Marte shaded towards short, over from third, and the 3-1 pitch is popped a mile high into shallow center. Vasquez is going out. Center fielder Sasaki coming in, calling everybody off, and stuttering his feet, making the catch. Victor Miskai is set down now 0 for 3, 1 for 10 in this series. And that will bring up Yuris Ramirez. Big League Ball Club, Houston Astros started a little bit earlier than us today. They were at home taking on the Detroit Tigers with former Buies Creek Astro Framber Valdez on the mound. Yuris takes strike one, out in front of a changeup, got it off the end of the bat, and shoots it off his own dugout. And an update from Houston. Do we have a final? We do. 3-2. Stros take another one over the Tigers, and the Astros now up to 17-11 overall, find themselves on a nice little winning streak. 1-2 pitch down to the dirt and swung on by Ramirez for strike three. Berglund kept it in front of him, quickly applied the tag. Two outs in the Fayetteville seventh. But Houston has now won 6 in a row with their victory today. That is the best winning streak right now in the American League. Tampa Bay has won 5 in a row, but 6 straight now, the best. On the outside corner, one just missed to Tyler Whitaker, 1-0 count. Check the National League and see if anybody has a streak like that. They don't. So the Astros have not only the best streak in the American League, but the best in all of baseball. New York Yankees recently lost, and so that's why Houston now has the best streak. I believe New York ripped off 11 straight at one point. This ball is hit out to shortstop for Vasquez. He collects and throws over to first to get Tyler Whitaker. Another 1-2-3 inning for Over Galloway. He's retired 7 in a row, going back to the fifth inning. And it's time to stretch in Charleston with the Woodpeckers trailing 5-1. We're all stretched out in Charleston. Bottom of the seventh inning. Andrew Chapman with you here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It is game 5 of 6. Fayetteville trailing 5-1. Win tonight would be a series win for Charleston. And then best Fayetteville could hope for is a win tomorrow, take 2 of 6 here on the road before heading home. Fastball outside on the 1-0 to Jeffrey Marte from Nick Swanson. Turns it to 2-0. Marte, Sasaki, and Auer, the 9-1-2 to face Swanson. Here's the kick and pitch. 2-0 is sprayed back in right off the windows left of our broadcast booth. I don't know how that didn't shatter the glass. This must be plexiglass designed for foul balls, and that one hit it flush. Good thing is the windows were closed in the booth next door. 2-1 is a curve down and inside. 3 balls and a strike. Marte today has walked and also grounded out over to second base. 3-1 pitch. Swanson working fast is hoisted out to left, but that will sail over the bullpen and over the seats. For a 3-2 full count. One good thing about today for Fayetteville pitching is they've only walked one. That was Bobby Seymour in the first inning. They've not given up a free pass since. And this ball is hit off the end of the bat. Some sidewinding spin out towards short. Molina scoops up and throws over to first, retiring Marte by a couple steps over there on first base. So he goes to 0 for 2. 6-3 put out, and Nick Swanson has settled in out of the bullpen. Came on in the sixth, allowed a leadoff single to O'Neill Manzueta, but has retired 4 in a row since and now faces the top of the order, Shane Sasaki. And he takes a slider outside, fourth time through the order tonight for Charleston. Sasaki is 1 for 2 and has driven in 2 of the 5 runs with a double. 1 for 3 make it for Sasaki with a couple of strikeouts mixed in. Inside changeup taken for a strike, and now the 1-1 a little high inside as well. Right back to the change for Swanson. A lot of finesse to his game. He's not going to blow you away with high 90s, even mid-90s, but a low 90s fastball, and then that changeup that has been as slow as 71 according to the gun tonight. So even with a kind of low-velocity fastball by modern-day standards, still a lot of speed differential between the off-speed stuff. This one is popped back, coming towards our broadcast position and right onto the roof in front of us. So full count, 3-2. Here's the payoff, and it is spoiled away. Sun has completely left the diamond. Just a couple of shimmers still on the batter's eye in center and the flags erected above the right center field wall. But stadium lights starting to beam down now, just past, just up to the 8 o'clock hour here on the East Coast. It's a soft, lazy pop fly over to second base, and Yuri Ramirez brings it in for the second out. So 2 quick outs for Swanson in this home 7th come the top of the 8th inning, trailing by 4. It'll be Logan Cerny, Leo Stanian, Molina, and Quincy Hamilton, heart of the order, to try and get one, a last rally started. A couple more chances in this game, but Fayetteville want to try and do something with the meat of their order there. Infield straight up as a slider breaks to the outside to Mason Auer. Now the 1-0 pitch is clipping the corner. Well located, 84-mile-per-hour changeup. Actually, that might have been the slider there from Swanson. And now the 1-1 is hit out to right center for Hamilton and Whitaker. They come together. It's Whitaker, right fielder, calling off Quincy, and he makes the catch in the alleyway to end a 1-2-3 inning for Nick Swanson. 2 scoreless out of the pen tonight for Nick, and we head to the 8th inning. It's the River Dogs 5 and the Woodpeckers 1. top eight, and Logan Cerny leading it off for the Woodpeckers. They trail the River Dogs 5-1. And the first pitch out from Over Galloway is a 95-mile-per-hour fastball missed by Cerny in its 0-1. Logan tonight has doubled, put one into shallow right back in the fifth inning. The pitch is popped up. That'll leave the field to play off to the right, 0-2. That was a ball that Mason Auer tried to come forward on, dive at, then it kicked off of him, and Cerny, recognizing the play, moved down to second base, and he takes strike three right over the middle. Slider at 86. Cerny will go to 1-for-4. Fayetteville down to their final five outs in this one. A brisk pace tonight. We've just now made it to the 8 o'clock hour. Our ball game got going at 6:07, so we're only an hour and 53 old. Oh, the pitch clock. It is making things move right along. And suddenly Fayetteville down to their final five. A high chopper that's fielded in foul territory over towards third. And Molina running up that line will head back to the plate. Entering today, Fayetteville in a fifth-place tie in the South Division with the Columbia Fireflies. So if they fall tonight and Columbia wins, Fayetteville will once again be back in last place in the South Division. Good news is that as we look over to South Carolina, Delmarva is holding a 4-0 shutout right now over those Fireflies through seven. Here's a bouncing ball past the mound. Backhanded pickup by Ramirez. He throws across his body and makes a nice play. Charleston second baseman ranging over to his right, fielding kind of on a short hop, backhand, and then off balance, delivering accurately to Bobby Seymour. He looks over to his second baseman, gives him a point. And Molina with his speed nearly had an infield hit. Nice play, takes one away. Two gone in the Fayetteville eighth. And now it's Quincy Hamilton. Two-hit game today for Quincy. And the pitch is down and outside. Quincy with his two singles tonight is now over a 450 hitter in the month of May. And been one of the bright offensive spots in this series. Fastball strike on the corner. So Quincy's had a good week. Yuris Ramirez has shown some run production late in games. That's been a nice change. Here's the 1-1 home from Galloway, and it's popped up on the infield. Left side for Marte and Vasquez. Third baseman pretends to make the catch, tricks us out, but it's the shortstop Vasquez making the squeeze. And the inning is over, 1-2-3 for the Woodpeckers once again. Galloway is rolling. He has retired 10 in a row, going back to the fifth inning. Nothing Fayetteville can do against the reliever, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Woodpeckers down 5-1. Charleston eighth inning, Bobby Seymour, lefty, leads it off against Nick Swanson. He misses down and inside with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Seymour has walked, lined out to second, and also grounded out over to first base. Swanson out of the windup, delivers and splits the middle. Good fastball in there for strike one. Seymour, Vasquez, and Manzueta, 3-4-5. Trying to give Charleston any more insurance they can grab before Fayetteville has their final chances in the ninth. Here's the 1-1. Curveball lands for strike two. Good over-the-top breaker there by Nick Swanson. Uses some off-speed against Seymour. One of the top home run hitters in college baseball in the ACC last year out of Wake Forest, 13th rounder. Here's the 1-2. Down to the dirt. Joey Loperfido talked to me about playing against Bobby Seymour in the ACC last year. Said he had some good battles against Bobby. A couple of the North Carolina programs became very familiar with each other. 2-2. And Seymour strikes out swinging. Changeup got him reaching out in front. It was all off speed to Seymour. And Nick Swanson has been doing a good job of kind of going toe-to-toe with Charleston reliever Over Galloway, who's retired 10 in a row. Swanson, though, is lining him up, knocking him down. He has retired seven straight, going back to the O'Neill Manzueta single. And he delivers strike one to Willie Vasquez on the first pitch. 83-mile-per-hour changeup on the outer corner. He gets the sign. Target is set in, and he hits it. Down and in, swing and a miss by Vasquez. Right back to the change. Swanson wastes little time, gets that ball, fires home, and this ball is punched into the opposite way. A line drive to right, and Willie Vasquez puts his hands in the air because he just got his first hit of the series. Ends an 0-for-15 spell. And he kind of hopped up and down and shouted at his teammates in the dugout, and that's one that he's been waiting for a while. And now it's O'Neill Manzueta. First pitch is a curve, gets him reaching out in front for an 0-1 count. Well, we mentioned the Astros today. They played against the Detroit Tigers, a daytime ball game, and end up pulling it out 3-2, spinning a pickoff throw over. Vasquez dives back safely. Framber Valdez was the starting pitcher. He didn't get the win. Former Woodpecker Brian Abreu did, his first of the season. And Ryan Pressly, who gave up a two-run home run last night, gets the save. This ball is yanked out to left field on a fly for Loperfido. He hardly has to move. He reaches up, makes the catch. Two away in the eighth. And Vasquez heads back to first base. Miguel Cabrera, though, a highlight in that game. 600th double of his career. And he becomes just the third player in Major League history with 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and 600 doubles. The other two are Albert Pujols and Hammerin' Hank Aaron. Some elite company for the first ballot Hall of Famer. Already elite company with the 3,000 hit club just a couple weeks ago, but adding to that first ballot resume. I know that we finally got the Universal Hall of Famer out of the way with Mariano Rivera becoming the first. I think it's realistic to think, though, that within the next decade or so, we could see a couple more. And Albert Pujols, who doesn't have any of the steroid stuff tied to his younger years, as this ball is driven deep to right center field. Back is Whitaker, back is Hamilton. They're at the wall, and it's off the very top of the wall. A fair ball, chugging around third, coming to the plate. Here comes the throw, and Vasquez slides in time. Michael Berglund missed a home run by only a matter of a couple of inches on that right field wall. An RBI double gives Charleston a 6-1 lead. Berglund drives in his second run of this series. First RBI since his walk-off single back on Tuesday. And now another left-hander. And Abuzel Ramirez steps in, the switch hitter from that left side. So 6-1. And the 1-0 pitch is up and inside. But going back to that point from a moment ago before the RBI double by Berglund, realistic to think that we might have a couple unanimous Hall of Fame inductees coming up soon. Miggy could very well get every vote. Pujols could get every vote. Now, sometimes you have the case where a disgruntled sports writer or something that was rubbed the wrong way by a guy won't vote for him, thus killing the chance at the unanimous decision. Here's a high pop fly on the infield, and Leo Stanley Molina waiting for it to come down at shortstop will pull it in, and that ends the bottom of the eighth inning. But Charleston adds another run. RBI double by Michael Berglund scores Willie Vasquez, and as Fayetteville comes up in the top of the ninth inning down to their final three outs, they trail 6-1. It's the top of the ninth inning. Fayetteville now trailing by 5-6-1. A new right-hander into the game for Charleston to try and lock up the final three outs. It's righty Jack Snyder delivering a first-pitch slider on the inner half to Loperfido for strike one. Loperfido, Palma, and Cody Orr to bat in the top of the ninth. Here comes the pitch home, and it's very far outside. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Snyder pitched in the opener on Tuesday. Two hitless, scoreless innings. He walked one in that outing, struck out two. Out of the stretch he throws, and Loperfido hoists this one out to left field for O'Neill Manzueta. Going back, still back. That drifts on him, and it gets over his head, and one hops off of the wall. Loperfido gets into second base with a stand-up double, and that ball just kept carrying and carrying. Manzueta even took a step in on it to start. That's how shallow he thought it was. And he was sprinting back the whole way, trying to keep his eyes on it. And with a last second, he lunged out and it got over his head. Now, the center fielder, Shane Sasaki, was sprinting over there the entire way and was able to pick it up for him. But Loperfido will get credit for the double. I don't believe that hit Manzueta's glove at all. And if it is a double, then it'll be a two-hit game for Loperfido, his ninth multi-hit game of the season. Last couple of nights, Fayetteville has managed to score some runs in the ninth. Miguel Palma in that right side, taking the pitch low. And it's 1-0. And Urias Ramirez has been the guy to provide some of those ninth-inning runs. And at this stage right now, he's only three batters away from coming up. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Palma hacks through a fastball. One ball and one strike. Season totals for Jack Snyder with Charleston. 2-0 record. No ERA. Hasn't given up an earned run over 7 1/3. As Palma stings this one on the ground over towards short, and it gets under Vasquez's glove out into shallow center field. Loperfido advances down to third base. And a couple of defensive miscues now for Charleston to put runners on the corners with nobody out. And Cody Orr is coming up. That's one that you'll probably score an error. That was within the reach of Vasquez moving to his left. Loperfido has been given the double as the official scoring decision comes in on that previous swing. So double for Loperfido, but an E6 will allow Palma to reach first. Now it's Cody Orr, who's 0-3. And on the first pitch, he takes a slider right over the heart of the plate for strike one. Now you have Urias Ramirez, who had a two-run single in the ninth on Friday and a solo home run in the ninth yesterday, standing in the hole. And Orr fouls this one off of his foot. That one got him flush right on the inside of the left ankle. He doesn't wear a guard, and that sent him to the ground. He'll take a moment to pop up and try and regain the feeling in that left foot. Delmarva now leading Columbia 5-1. Both the Fireflies and the Woodpeckers at 9-16 coming into tonight. So Delmarva trying to grab their ninth win of the year. They were 8-17. 0-2 off the end of the bat, fouled away, and Orr keeps it alive. Kannapolis falls in game two of the doubleheader today. 7-inning ball game. Down East topples them 2-1. And postponed again in Lynchburg due to rain. A check swing, and Orr went too far. That's strike three. So now Fredericksburg and Lynchburg for the third time this week get postponed. Lynchburg has had half of their homestand rained out. That's a bummer with all the weather they've had up north. More major league games postponed today. Phillies and Orioles unable to play. Victor Mizquiez starts out with a swing and a miss, 0-1. Jack Snyder delivering home, checking the swing, and he went too far. Inside breaking ball in on his hands. And again, I've been shocked by how much Jalen Goodman just has refused to appeal down to his base umpire tonight. He's hardly used him. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's bounced out towards second. Could end the ball game. Ramirez backhands to second base. The turn throw to first. It's a game-ending double play. Ramirez to Vasquez to Seymour, a 4-6-3 ball game ender, and the River Dogs grab a 6-1 win tonight. They've clinched the series here at home, taking 4 of 5 so far over the Woodpeckers. And our ball game complete on this Saturday night in very quick fashion, just over 2 hours to get it all in tonight. We'll tell you all about it on the other side here on the postgame show on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, thanks again so much for taking some time out of your Saturday night to be with us tonight in Charleston on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Andrew Chapman welcoming you inside the broadcast booth for the final time tonight, where the Woodpeckers play a quick one with the River Dogs, but were unable to get much offense generated out of their eight hits. Last couple of nights, Fayetteville out-hit Charleston and lost both games. Tonight, they tied Charleston in the hit column, but weren't able to do much with their base runners when they did have them. Meanwhile, Charleston had a triple. They had four doubles as well in this game and five extra base hits out of their eight in total to help them go on to win 6-1 tonight. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for Charleston. One run, eight hits, and no errors for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who fall to eight games back of 500 with the loss today. They've lost three in a row here in Charleston, 9-17 overall, their record. And the River Dogs at 17-9 with the win today. How the scoring happened tonight, it was really a big four-run bottom of the second inning that helped prop Charleston up throughout this entire game. That came against the Edinson Bautista, the starter for Fayetteville. He gave up a leadoff double to O'Neill Manzueta. Then Michael Berglund brought him home with an RBI triple. Then Abizail Ramirez struck for an RBI single to make it a 2-0 game. And a few batters later, Shane Sasaki cleared the bases with a two-run double, totaling four runs in that bottom of the second. It was a 4-1 game after Fayetteville grabbed a run in the top of the fourth inning. On that top of the fourth, they strung together three straight singles. Quincy Hamilton a base hit, Joey Loperfido a single, and then Miguel Palma an RBI single to bring home Fayetteville's only run of the day. That was the closest Fayetteville got, though, to within three. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Fayetteville gave that run right back on a balk committed by Edinson Bautista. That allowed Abizail Ramirez to score and turn it to a 5-1 score. One more run in the bottom of the eighth inning for Charleston, RBI double from Michael Berglund. That came against Nick Swanson to turn it to 6-1. And the Charleston bullpen went to work today. They got a great performance out of Over Galloway, who gets the win in this one, going four scoreless. Just one hit allowed, one walk, and four strikeouts. Fayetteville had just the one base hit while Galloway was on the mound. That was a double from Logan Cerny in the fifth inning. They went without a hit in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. Joey Loperfido in the ninth had a double, but he was left down in scoring position as a Victor Miskai bounced into a game-ending double play, 4-6-3. So the win goes to Galloway, his second of the year. Meanwhile, Edinson Bautista suffers his first loss of the season. He gave up those five earned runs over four innings of work, going along with two walks and three strikeouts tonight. Final time of game, a snappy 209, the third fastest game we've played in 2022 in front of a Charleston crowd of 4,073, some of which are still hanging out here at the ballpark right now. They're doing a little bit of a light show with their stadium lights, their LED flickering stadium lights here in-house, so they're doing that. Some of the fans sticking around after a quick ball game. Little bit of post-game entertainment for them. So those are the final numbers for tonight, and we flip the script to tomorrow, final game of this six-game series, and a little bit later than our standard Sunday start time. It'll be 5:05 tomorrow, 5:05 p.m. Eastern time. Right-hander Dalen Miley will be on the bump. He was our pregame show guest back on Thursday. We got to talk to Dalen about some of the adjustments he's made on the mound recently, and he'll be the starter tomorrow. 2-1 record and a 3.12 ERA. Logan Workman, who started on Tuesday in the opener of this series, back to the mound tomorrow, 1-0 with a sub-1 ERA of 0.89. Should be another tough test for Fayetteville, who's dropped four of their first five here on the road in Charleston, but will look to try and grab a game, at least get out of town with wins in 2 of 6 before the Monday off day. And then again, a reminder, the homestand starts up Tuesday, May 10th, 7:05 p.m. Eastern, out at Segra Stadium against the Carolina Mudcats, the first time Fayetteville will get to square off against the Milwaukee Brewers low-A affiliate in 2021. Thank yous to go around before we sign off the air tonight. Big thanks, of course, to Colin Casey back at home base monitoring the broadcast and keeping everybody updated on this Twitter sphere, the updates along the way. We appreciate all of his work, and he'll be back on the air with us Tuesday for the start of that homestand against the Mudcats. And the biggest thank you to you, the loyal Woodpeckers fans who tuned us in tonight, whether you made Woodpeckers baseball a part of your night for one pitch, one out, one inning, or the full game. Thanks so much for tuning in, taking some time, and remaining loyal fans here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We look forward to seeing you on Tuesday back at home, but first, tomorrow's game, 5:05 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, Dalen Miley against Logan Workman. Our final line scores, 4-1 final time tonight. The Woodpeckers, one run, eight hits, and no errors, fall to 9-17 with their third straight loss. Meanwhile, Charleston, six runs, eight hits, no errors, improve to 17-9 overall and take this series with a Game 5 win. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast here at the Joe in Charleston. Again, a big thanks to all of our listeners tonight. Talk to you tomorrow on the air. Until then, I'm Andrew Chapman signing off from the Joe. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball Live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.